we'll start with what's first on really seems like everybody's mind, which is roads and bridges. So as Hoosiers want to know from the person who wants to be their next governor, what's your plan? Republicans in the House proposed a tax increase, the gas tax increase. Yeah. Is that something you'd support as governor?
We came out of the last session and we said we're going to, as a committee, the first committee, as you allude to, we're going to collect real information, real data, and this decision is going to be data-driven. We all agree that we want a long-term, sustainable infrastructure program. We all agreed that we would keep everything on the table. And I'm anxious about the product that comes out in December from the first committee. And I have remained one that has said, I'll honor my commitment. We'll keep everything on the table and we'll inventory where we're at, what our needs are, how much it will cost to address those needs, and how much we can afford. And then we'll figure out the way to actually pay for it. But what I'm not for is simply reverting back to those old days where we far outkick our coverage, where we're just borrowing away the future and leaving it for someone else to pay, where we're actually paving roads for 20 years, but we're paying for them for 30.
Shifting to education, obviously John Gregg has called for universal pre-K. You so far have said, let's just expand the existing pilot program. What does that expansion look like for you?
You know, we have five counties that Governor Pence, as you point out, started this pilot program. There were other counties that applied that didn't make it, that have accredited options already in the books. So I'd like to work our way toward meeting that demand. The children that are the most disadvantaged among us, that's who I think we need to focus on. As we start, we'll see the chamber, we'll submit a study and a report, I should say, on how this pilot program is working. And I think that data will be incredibly valuable as we continue to expand. I'm all in for pre-K. And what does that mean, and where do we start, and how do we responsibly, certainly by saying it's universal and by lowballing the cost of it, doesn't get us there.
If a bill comes to your desk as governor, that's the four words and a comma, the simply adding sexual orientation and gender identity to the state civil rights code, would you sign it?
You're giving me a hypothetical, and you're saying if, and nothing that I've seen over the last year, in fact the last month, leads me to believe at this time that that will in fact happen. And I tend not to focus very much of my time in areas that have a almost 0% probability of moving forward. In the future, if there appears to be some progress or movement one way or another, we'll evaluate it when it moves from a hypothetical to a reality. But this issue has in the past been obviously a very divisive issue. My opponent has spent literally millions of dollars talking about this one issue. I'm going to focus on the things that are going to continue to move this state forward, and that's what I've told anyone that's ever asked me about it.